This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This hour we are very pleased to be joined by Stan Deo of StanDeo.com. That's Stan Deo, D-E-Y-O. Stan has been involved in the truth movement, whatever you want to call it, for a lot of years, that is now becoming Main Street consciousness. Independent media is becoming the mass media. Corporate media is dying, and this pursuit of truth, proselytizing truth, all these things. Stan has been involved with the FBI. He's had the highest clearances, top secret clearances you can have, worked many areas of the government, development, scientific, you name it. Very broad information base. We're very glad to welcome Stan Deo back to the Power Hour. Welcome back, Stan.
Thank you for the welcome. I do appreciate it. I hear you've been busy this morning on U.S. politics.
We have. We got a lot of calls and got a little busy. I thank you so much for your patience and for coming on. Our audience really enjoys you. And if ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question for Stan later on the show, 866-582-9933. We will get to you. 866-582-9933. A lot's going on in the world. Obviously, it appears that the fight to drain the swamp, or so to speak, whatever you want to call that, something is happening. There is movement. The memo's coming out. You have earth changes. You have weather patterns, anomalies going all over. You got a lot going on in Israel. What's most important? Where should we start with you, Stan Deo?
Well, there's a lot of topics. I guess when you were mentioning the FBI thing, which is obviously current in the news, it reminded me of my involvement with them as an undercover, like a source for them back in the early 70s, 1970, 71. And at that time, I was informed by my control agent that the FBI was a house divided. They, you know, there were the pro-Hooverites and those that went with the president. And at that time, it was quite a serious confrontation between both sides, so that even secretaries there, I wasn't supposed to talk to this one or that one and say what I was doing with that agent or that agent, because they might be on the other side of this division in the FBI. And I don't think it's improved in all these years, so much so that now if I were asked to do the same thing, I'd probably turn it down because I couldn't trust the inside stability, security in the FBI. So it's been in the works for that long.
I think that's a very important point. You've been on the inside. Give us an idea about that in relation to these, what would you call it, the way they got this warrant, the kind of backbiting back and forth. Give us some inside baseball in that process.
As far as inside, I don't have any inside connections these days, but an insight on it. If you look on our website that where Holly puts up the news she gathers every day, one of the photos, I'm just trying to remember, it does say about a kind of like a comic of the day. It shows a guy peeking through holes in the Constitution to spy on you, and it says FBI on his little tag at the bottom. And that's kind of really saying it all in a nutshell. They're poking holes in the Constitution to spy on us. And, we've known this for some time, that they've been violating our security on a number of fronts with CIA and FBI and, various things in the National Security Agency. So it shouldn't be news to anyone, but it is. They're now making it, so that the people that don't pay attention to news actually hear this. We're not all crazy. They are doing it. It's going to get worse. As you know from biblical prophecy, we're heading for a world government here in the near future, which will be run by a guy that doesn't consider your security, an important issue. He wants to control everything that you buy or sell, wants to know what all you're doing, probably monitoring your phone lines and maybe even your TV, monitoring you. And we have the supercomputers available now for such a guy as that to coordinate everything to the point that, they can give a person's name and immediately the computer spits up everybody they know who has this viewpoint and that, what your likely actions are going to be today, what you're going to buy at the store, just it's a horrible intrusion to our privacy by an entity that is not reliable, is not honest. If Jesus were doing it, I wouldn't mind it, but he's not at the moment, and that's the problem with the world government and this, you know, this knowledge base that they're collecting on us.
That's extremely interesting. We've talked a lot about this consciousness or what have you, that's how prevalent this really is. I mean, you're just laying it on the line like it's a matter of fact, but I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. They have the ability basically to monitor every single thing we do. It's compartmentalized, it's graphed, it's categorized so that they can isolate you and predict you and control you in ways that we can't even imagine. Would that be an accurate statement?
Sure. And I'll tell you what, back in when I was in Australia, 1973 and 1974 is what it was. I gathered intelligence there from the Finance Corporation of Australia that at the end of every business day, that using 160 IBM computers, which were like, you know, IBM 360s in those days, they linked all those together at the end of every day all over the world, gathered all of the buying, information about people using their credit cards, and compiled a database then in 1974. Now, here we are with much faster supercomputers, and the information gathering didn't stop then. So when you know what people buy and sell, and when they buy and sell it, where they buy and sell it, you know, you have a picture of them that is really quite revealing, especially when people now are turning to that rather than cash. It just gives a complete profile. So I've been there. And I went into the finance company of Australia down in their Adelaide office back in 74 and, posed to someone looking for a job. And you had to get through a security door to even get to see the guard. And when I got there, they said, well, you don't have an appointment. You'll have to wait here till somebody will come down and see whether you can come up and interview up on the top floor. Well, as I looked at the outside of the building, it was solid. There were no windows except on, I think it was the sixth floor, and it had metal overhanging shade windows that could be pulled in and seal the windows so that nothing could get in or out. Downstairs where I was with a guard in his guard cage, he was sketching, you know, while he was sitting there being bored on a piece of paper, like about a 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. And he was drawing a picture of a guy in uniform with a hat and everything, and it looked really like a Nazi being drawn in black and white there. And I said, what's that for? He said, oh, that's our new uniforms. I said, oh, wow, that's pretty interesting. How come you've got all these metal doors and everything sealed off like this? And he says, oh, we have downstairs accommodation for the staff in the building to stay 3 months without going in or out. And I said, why would you need that? And he says, oh, we just will. I suppose back then, you know, it really wasn't an issue worldwide or anything, but I knew immediately what they were talking about. When the numbering comes and when people are wanting to storm the Bastille, which is, you know, the credit card companies and all this data being gathered, the people inside need to protect themselves. And that's what they were practicing and getting ready for back in 1974 in far-off Australia. It's just got to amaze you to hear that.
Yes, this is very interesting. Where does let's go up to today? Where does Bitcoin fit in all this? The cryptocurrencies.
Well, it's been a grand experiment, and I think it will eventually they will transfer Bitcoin holdings into the new world system. But it's interesting to note that Mohammed bin Salman, Prince bin Salman over in Saudi Arabia, and a man in Japan, a very wealthy man, and a couple of others have been investing in tying Bitcoin into the blockchain form of buying and selling stuff at a corporate level and adapting that to a personal level, which, you know, anything that's electronic is going to be subject to control by the government and by hackers. And once we get to the point where they declare cash money of any denomination, of any country's money, is illegal, and trading in gold and silver is illegal, or it has to be registered, once we get to that point, then even hackers are going to have problems because they can't use their ill-gotten gains, you know, from hacking various accounts because it'll be tracked back to their numbers that they use to convert it to digital cash. And, yeah, Bitcoin, I wouldn't be in it for a stable investment at all, never have been. But it is the forerunner of several things that are going to be put together to make this global system. They had to test it, you know, long before putting a global system into order. When I say they, I'm talking about the globalists that are looking at, you know, one world city type thing. And this day is fast approaching. And I think we're going to see the fulfillment of the buy-or-sell thing in the Bible in our lifetimes.
I am very fascinated by cryptocurrencies. We've talked a lot about this on the broadcast the past year or so. I don't know if happy about it. I don't know what the word is. It's just very interesting to me. I've compared it to, if you remember Napster with the music, the file sharing, how the music industry kind of just let it go for quite a while and they got people to adopt it and to use it. Then they took it over. I see Bitcoin similar in that way. That they're kind of, this is almost like a trial balloon to get everybody entrenched in it, and then they'll take over the whole system similar to Napster. Is that kind of what you're saying?
I think so, Daniel. I agree with you there. That's the pattern.
Now, in Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies in general, I know many people, Cliff Hyde, talked certain ways about this. I think everybody, we're talking the bankers, the globalist, the patriot, the freedom-loving person. Everybody can see some positive things in these cryptocurrencies, the ability to transact outside of government control, the ability to not be on the dollar system, the ability to not be on the Federal Reserve system, the ability to peer-to-peer. All these type of things seem very appealing to me, and certainly probably you in some ways, but you think that that's not where this is headed. You think it's going towards our chains instead of freeing us financially, chaining us financially.
Well, all right, look at the cryptocurrency. How do you use it? Do you use any electronics to exchange with someone else or to have goods and services with
it? Sure, yeah.
Okay. Anything electronic where you're using electronic conveyance of some sort over, whether it be phone lines, internet or whatever, all these things are subject to government monitoring now. So you tell me, I mean, how safe is that for you as an individual when the government wants to snoop or to, take away your currency? It's a control
thing. I agree with you. I'm just throwing out some ideas here. I'm not its advocate. I'm not its poster child by any means. I just think it's very interesting.
Oh, it is, Daniel. And I guess in other days and times, if we had somebody that was, honest and trustworthy at the helm, it might be a different thing.
We're coming on a break. Hold that thought, Stan. We're coming on a break. On the other side, we'll get into some more stuff with Stan there. We'll see where this goes. This is fun, Stan. It's kind of like, fun with Stan on the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Stan.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded. With hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 23 minutes after the hour. We're talking to Stan Deyo from Stan Deyo, D-E-Y-O, StanDeyo.com. Just an amazing hodgepodge of wide range of information. I mean, really good, high-quality information and many things he is involved in. The EMP unit, we'll talk about that a little later. Let's go and continue with the conversation. We're just kind of throwing up things here, see what sticks on the wall. Stan's one of those guys and where the conversation goes. Let me ask you, I want to get the ETs here in a minute, but before that, I think it's so fascinating how the, what would you call it? The dissemination of information, people's perception, what's mainstream media, what isn't mainstream media, the Trump election, everything around that, the waking up of America to something that's coming on us. I find this very fascinating. Do you have any comment about that or any thoughts about how America's changing and where we are in this struggle for truth?
Oh, yeah. Look, you know, my dad and I started trying, and his brother started trying to wake up America to, you know, what was the beginning of this overthrow of us very slowly by socialist and communist, you know, agents in the country. We started that back in 1960, 61. And he, you know, started a publishing company that would put out books by J. Edmund Halley and various others that, you know, were exposing the cover-up and the Illuminati. We started then thinking, okay, you know, let's get this movement rolling. Let's stop the, you know, the spread of the swamp at that time. And for about a year, we were making huge ground, you know, like a quarter of a million people joined up in the newsletter and stuff to let's find out what's going on, let's tell people, let's elect the right guys into office and that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, people went back to sleep. You know, within a year or two, it was okay, that was neat. Where are we going for holiday this year? And now then, as we've progressed into the information exchange in the Internet, where people can be reached like we were trying to do then just at the push of a button, it doesn't seem to sink again, people are getting disinformation and good information mixed, and they don't know which one to trust. So we have such an abundance of information, good and bad, that people are either confused or just wandering off again saying, oh, it's too hard. I can't figure out who's telling the truth. We'll just see what comes tomorrow. But if you use the Bible as a guideline, particularly the prophecies, you can start to see a way through all the morass of disinformation and sort out the good from the bad. And, our president, his administration, the majority of them anyway, are trying to steer our boat through all the disinformation and turn us back into what America should have been. Sadly, it will be a short-lived effect. I'm sure they're either going to impeach him or do something to impede his progress to the point that, next election that he may not get back in. And so we've got this brief respite of 4 years under President Trump. And beyond that, I don't know what will save America.
Well, let me pause you right there, what you just said, kind of this disillusion with any progress. I believe that, one, the controllers, the Illuminati, their plan, it's obvious that their plan has moved along, but it's obvious that they don't have this thing in the back. To me, I think it's up for grabs right now, and I don't think it's just a fait accompli that the Trump agenda, America First agenda, is going to be derailed. I don't see that, because if the Illuminati, I think they're behind schedule. I think they're desperate. I think information is exploding and ideas are exploding in people's mind, and it's causing a lot of problems for them. To me, I see a lot of roadblocks to their agenda. Am I being too optimistic?
No. I you're right. On a normal progress here of the political systems, economic systems, China, of course, is kind of evolving into the big dog on the block, and we're waning. Russia's kind of tying its fortunes to China. Middle East is a separate issue, but if you look at the biblical prophecies about the kings of the East uniting together to invade northern Israel there, it's going to be for control of resources. And so, obviously, China and Russia must not be part of the globalist organization at that time. And, the globalists have been mainly European, Western European banking and that kind of families. They're not in the Orient, they're not in the Middle East in those mindsets, and I don't think they're going to be able to overcome that. Now, having said that, the Antichrist who comes is going to be able to bring the nations and economies of the world together into a global structure for a short period of time. I do believe he's going to be a Middle Easterner. I do believe that he will be probably young Prince Salman, who is certainly showing a lot of the tendencies of the Antichrist at this age. And so his order will supersede what the globalist plan is. They've laid the groundwork in various constructs, but at the Club of Rome model for 10 regions of the earth, this...
We'll be right back. Hold that thought, Stan. We'll get down to the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A sweetheart of a deal over at the Powermall, thepowermall.com. 10% off everything that we sell, except the dropship items. But everything's on sale. The REM Sleep, the Strauss Heart Drops, everybody's favorite, Super Silver, Vitamir, the mouthwash, which I just love, the toothpaste, the North American Urban Spice, Oreganol type products, the Miracle 2 soap. Now, the new products from Good Health Naturally, the Krill Miracle, the Alpha Lipoic Acid R, you know, from Sherry Rogers, you need the R, not just the regular kind. You need the R value lipoic acid, the vitamin E with the full tocopherols, the Himalayan sea salt, all these things, the Super Silver, like I mentioned, just necessary things, Dr. Group's products, all of them at the Power Mall. This is how you help keep yourself healthy. It's obvious that we're under attack physically, mentally, spiritually, in every way. And thepowermall.com is a great resource for you to at least take that part of you, your health, into your own hands. Take your power back. And it's amazing how much the spiritual and the physical are connected, and how when you feel better, how much more power you have to do all these things and spread the truth. Remember, you can stand for something right now. Stand right now, and you're going to make all the difference in the world. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Back with Stan Deo. Stan, I've heard a lot about ETs, you know, little grays, what have you, different species. Where do ETs fit in the Illuminati plan? What are they? Are they fallen angels? What? What is it about ETs?
Well, as far as I can tell, I've never met one, but when I was working for Dr. Teller's group down in Australia, I was advised of their presence and our the human relationship with them with underground facilities that we build for them. Now, in my opinion, they are not from another planet, per se. They are from the universe where Satan used to live with God, with Jesus, and they were cast out and are being cast out now down to the earth. Into our universe, which is, part of a concentric universe system. God's universe is, in my opinion, of a higher energy density on the average particle than ours, which is why in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, there's evidence of God's presence being so bright and powerful that it can harm human tissue. With the case of Moses and the case with Ezekiel and the flaming chariot, and when Mary ran to touch Jesus in the garden after he'd risen, don't touch me, I've not yet ascended, that kind of stuff. But anyway, because of this, these beings have been sentenced to earth, cast down here to prepare for judgment by Jesus in the final judgment that will happen at the end of the millennial period. So in anticipation of that and that battle that will ensue between them, Satan and his followers have developed technologies while they're here on Earth, because they couldn't bring them with them, to fool people into thinking about, space and elder brothers and how Satan and his minions were really the creators of mankind and our planet, and, telling us a very convincing lie. And that's where I see us heading at the moment. The whole alien issue has been kept in the background as secrets and unknown truths and that kind of stuff for, 60 years or so now, 60, 70 years. And so people are really anxious to see what's out there, who they are. And if they come like they did in the movie V in the 70s, the satanic group will composing as friends, as angels, messengers of light and technology to help us, cure disease and have food and water and to get rid of nuclear war and all that kind of stuff. It would be a hard offer to refuse, but I see that coming very soon as several major crisis curves hit the planet, the economic collapse, drought, which we see all over the place, food production, food shortages, famine, flu, diseases like that. Threat of nuclear war, probably from the Middle East or from North Korea and the United States. All of these things are getting people's attention and creating a lot of angst in the population, people wanting to have someone to give them peace and safety. And it's never more true than now that they're searching for that.
Let me try to summarize here, and you correct me where I'm wrong or steer me here. There's entities from another dimension, basically. They started another dimension from ours, fallen angels, satanic realms, Luciferian realms, whatever, that have tried to make their way into our realm and to take control by a grand master plan. They've used extraterrestrial as a guise to kind of enter that. They've made deals with governments. You at least were informed about the underground tunnels, the underground whatever you want to call them, the relationships, and that they are there at some point to offer a helping hand, so to speak, to America in exchange, or to the world, in exchange for this control, that it's all going to be a Trojan horse, a bait and switch. Am I right? Am I in the right ballpark?
Couldn't have said it better myself. Yes, I agree.
Okay. Now, this convincing lie, I believe, same thing I told you before, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, they're not in control. As much as they have on us, they would have implemented their plan by now. They would have put the capstone on this if they had the ability to. To me, you tell me what you think, Stan. For some reason, these extraterrestrials, these satanic forces, they need our consciousness. They need our will. They almost need our permission to be able to do this, or they can't do it. That's what it seems to me. And right now, we are waking up faster than they have been able to put the capstone on, and it's causing them a lot of problems. What's your thought there? Stan Dale.
Well, you know, Daniel, there are two things going on here. There's the human Illuminati movement, which have interfaced with the satanic plan. But then there's the satanic plan for the global situation, which the American, you know, psyche is part of, but you know, or the Illuminists are part of, but they are just tools. What is going to be a real sad awakening to the Illuminists of the world is when the New World Order is set up under Satan's man. The first people to go will be those who were traitors to mankind. It's like in the Russian Revolution, the Communist Revolution. The first people that the revolutionaries got rid of, in addition to the royal family, were those who sold out and were traitors to the, you know, to the Russian government. They couldn't trust them, so in the New World Order, they got rid of them. And so the Illuminati are going to be, they are disposable, and they're going to get rid of them when the new power structure hits the planet. People will cheer. They don't know better. They'll say, hey, well, you know, the bankers are gone. The Illuminists, you know, the Illuminati, they've been defeated. And certainly that will be the case, but it will be replaced by something much worse, much more subtle.
What is Donald Trump's role in all this? Is he for real? I mean, is he a friend to us, a friend to America, or is he part of this conspiracy somehow?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, with that much money and power and stuff, these days you don't know whether he's been groomed to be what he is, but I do like the respite that we've gotten as far as, you know, that headlong rush into the Illuminist plan, where he's put the brakes on, or trying to put the brakes on, you know, the destruction of America, the culture, the economy, and various other things that he's mentioned in draining this swamp. So for that, you know, I support the man. You know, I talk to the Lord about him every day and say, look, you know, for the good he's doing, you know, protect him and encouraging him and prevent the bad, if there is any. So at our level, Daniel, we're just like mushrooms, you know, we're kept in the dark and fed a lot of strange stuff.
You know, then that's something for you who's been on the inside, or supposedly on the inside, so to speak, on some of these levels, for you to be even say that. I mean, this whole life is just such a, it's a, like a, you know, what's the poet say, a veil, a glass darkly, looking through the glass darkly, whatever. The Illuminati, Donald Trump, I made the comment about Sun Tzu. You know, it's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. You know, on some level, certainly, Donald Trump has upset the apple cart of the New World Order. I firmly believe that they wanted Hillary Clinton to win. Do you agree with me there? Is that true, or am I just being optimistic?
It would seem so. It is still a mystery to me to see how much of a trouncing that she got, you know, when all the polls and news thing were saying that she's a shoo-in. But that might have been part of a plan to set up a government that we would like, you know, the Christians and Jews would think was favorable, and that this would create the platform for civil disobedience between the ones who would rather have us, you know, follow what the obvious plans of the Illuminist is or are. And so I think what this may do is eventually here lead to civil war. We've been polarized into two groups, whether it be Republicans or Democrats or just, you know, Christian folk against non-Christian or whatever. I'm not sure how you polarize it because there's so many different facets to it. But in essence, this has been set up to make a revolution more acceptable to the people who don't know what's going on. Obama hasn't left the scene. He's back there working.
Oh, sure. I've kicked around that thought and that concept, that question, so much, trying to decide, you know, the wall he wants to put up. Maybe that wall is not to keep other people out. Maybe it's to keep us in eventually. I mean, I've had all these thoughts, but certainly some good things have happened. And we'll be back after this 4-minute break. Last segment, the good size segment. Stan Dale. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I hope you ladies and gentlemen enjoy Stan as much as I do. I just enjoy the heck out of talking to him and just sitting down. I wish we were, I mean, this is almost like we're sitting in my living room and talking. Really enjoyable. StanDeo.com is the website. He's a prolific writer, has written a lot. Let's put it this way. He sold a lot of copies of a lot of books with a lot of good information. Stan, why don't you give a quick plug for your books, anything new coming out, anything that way?
Well, Daniel, the our lead seller is the Dare to Prepare book that Holly wrote, and it's in the sixth edition this year, telling people how to prepare for various disasters, and not necessarily the end of the world, but, you know, meteorological or weather disasters, asteroids, famines, foreign invasion, nuclear war, all those kind of things. She has like 69 main chapters there and 632 pages in that book. And that has really helped a lot of people get through hurricanes and tornado damage. One doctor wrote us from Mississippi after Katrina and told how he reconstructed his neighborhood. There were six other homes that were damaged by the hurricane heavily, but not his home. And he had power and water and food, and he helped the neighbors reconstruct after the hurricane hit them. And that's just one case. There's a lot of people that have used it for the same purpose. So that's you know, probably the most popular book. And then my Cosmic Conspiracy book that I wrote the first edition of in 1978 when I first started to come public with what I'd been involved in with Dr. Teller's group and the flying saucer technology. And I finished that book in 2010, the final edition, which we still have on sale. And Holly's got a CD-ROM, Prudent Places USA, which is for Americans primarily, showing all the different threats and good things that each county in America has to offer its population. You know, there are some 3,100 counties or so in the United States. And so she's analyzed where earthquakes occur the most, where jobs are better, what the marketing prices of houses are better, threats of danger from transporting of nuclear waste to various places. I mean, as I say, there are about a gazillion different things. I think there's 72 different parameters per county. And that's very popular because
wow.
People want to know where to live, you know, where they can get close to the hospital if they need, and that kind of stuff. So those two together are really a mighty package. And,
We got, I don't know, about 6-7 minutes left. Let's just go over some general things. I'll name a disaster. Give us, you know, 3 or 4 quick points we need to be aware of to think about. Some kind of nuclear event. What are 3 or 4 things we need to either have beforehand or do immediately after?
Well, first of all, you need to know if you're not in the immediate blast zone, you can survive the fallout cloud. If you look at where it's blowing, you have a couple hours to walk away in the opposite direction and save yourself from the fallout. And there's also ways for people to be in the fallout pattern, but quickly prepare their home by blocking, say, basement windows and stuff with sandbags and various other materials that protect them, and they can weather there for 2 or 3 weeks and then come out when it's safe to come above ground or out of the house. The EMP strikes is another thing to be aware of. A lot of people have put in solar power and gas and diesel power backup and auxiliary power to their homes. So they think, well, if the grid goes down, you know, in a war, we'll have power. But they need to protect their actual generators or solar collectors and that kind of stuff from EMP waves, because the waves will generate high voltage spikes in those the systems and destroy them. So they won't have power at all when the grid goes down from an EMP, which occurs in a nuclear attack.
Stan, let me stop you right there. How realistic is the EMP strike? How, you know, in our future, what do you think?
I'd say it's quite realistic. Even the Hopi that we've been invited down to talk with, their prophecy keepers, have said that there's going to be an invasion of the United States by China and Russia and one Middle Eastern country, and it will destroy the United States. Now, in fact, it's going to leave it so that they will remove themselves from the country after the invasion, because it won't be worth inhabiting. Along the front range of the Rockies and down toward the Four Corners, those will be about the only inhabitable places left in the country. And there are 120 cities that are already marked by the Russians and the Chinese as nuclear targets. It only takes one nuclear detonation up at high altitude, and it can kill our whole electronic infrastructure in the country that's not protected. So, yes, it's realistic. Whether the North Korean issue causes it, or whether the Middle Eastern thing in Syria causes it, we're aligned with Israel, and Israel is certainly being heavily threatened by the Middle Eastern nations. And at a point there is this young Prince Bin Salman. You know, he's formed a coalition of 41 Arab countries, and ostensibly they're friends with Israel by his lead. They have 4 million combat soldiers in that consortium. America only has 1.3 million. China has only 2.1. You know, Russia has maybe less than 1 million. This guy has an army that's bigger than, you know, in the United States and certainly North Korea and Russia put together. And people are kind of not aware of how much power he's got. And that's a nuclear power because he's got in the coalition of Pakistan.
Let me quickly get your thoughts. Joel Skousen came on here and said that the New World, basically, I'm paraphrasing here, but basically, the New World Order is saving North Korea for a trigger point, a trigger event in the future to create a nuclear attack on America. They don't want that trigger to be taken away right now. They're saving it for the future. What's your perspective on that?
It is possible. We know that if America does make a preemptive strike against any country, but in this case North Korea, to stop them from attacking us, that the rest of the world will then have kind of poetic license to attack America as being an aggressor, you know, even though we say it's to prevent being attacked by North Korea. So holding that in reserve would mean that they want to play that when they can poke us in the eye and make us, you know, knee-jerk into a nuclear attack on North Korea. And at that moment, we are then fair game for Russia, you know, China, the Middle East. They want to come for us, and they'll be justified in the eyes of the world. So, yeah, it's quite possible. I agree with him.
We are about to the end of the broadcast. Thank you so much for being on, Stan. It is a pleasure. Your mind, your will, your passion, all of it. You have an EMP solution on the website, people. I encourage you to check that out. I'm going to call you, Stan, probably sometime later this week or next week. I want to learn some more about that and maybe see about getting it for myself. An EMP protection device on your home, your different things. About a minute or so. Final thought is yours, Stan. Just leave us with whatever you have on your mind and your heart.
Boy, there's so much. That's a leading question. Certainly my other thoughts at the moment have been watching earthquakes and how the Richter 7-plus earthquakes are diminishing since last year. A 20-year analysis shows they're diminishing, which is a worry because that means tectonic forces are building up to a series of big quakes perhaps this year. And that's what I'm keeping my eye on mostly at the moment.
Wow. Okay, Dare to Prepare, StanDeo.com. Like I said, a pleasure. God bless you. Everybody, have a great day. It's a great day in America. Freedom is up to you. Freedom is inside you. And God is with you. And be with God. God bless you, and have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Stan.
Thank you.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.